Recently, the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved a measure to make it easier for states to collect sales taxes from online purchases. Since then, lobbyists for big online retailers and small business owners alike have stormed House office buildings, trying to sway your local representatives. Virginia Republican Rob Whitman says neither side of this debate is shy.
There are a lot of voices on both sides, and I'm trying to listen to it and understand what people's concerns are.
The reason for the intense lobbying effort is that billions of dollars are at stake. Virginia officials expect to reap more than $250 million from online sales tax revenue. That is, if the bill passes the House, which is far from guaranteed. House Speaker John Boehner and other party leaders oppose the Senate bill, and conservative groups are labeling the proposal as a new tax. Anti-tax lobbyist Grover Norquist has been lambasting the proposal. Here he is on the Fox Business Network.
Here's what happens. This is all about raising money to pay unionized state and local government workers more money and more pensions, because they don't think that making $20,000 more than people in the private sector is enough, and having gold-plated pensions is not enough. They want more.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran argues that Norquist and some other prominent conservatives are unfairly attacking the effort.
That annoys me to suggest it's a new tax. It's not a new tax. It's an improved method of enforcement to bring about equality in taxation.
Norquist also claims once states are given new tools to collect taxes on out-of-state sales, they'll try to expand that power. Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel, a sponsor of the bill, rejects that notion.
It is not a new tax, and those who characterize it as such, I think, really are not stating it accurately. It's just the collection of an existing tax. There's arguments that it is cumbersome and unduly, overly burdensome. I just disagree with that. The software makes it very easy to collect the tax, and it's the right thing to do.
The Senate-passed bill could die on the vine in the House Judiciary Committee, which is run by Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, who opposes the Senate version. The bill's failure could hurt Virginia. When the General Assembly passed its transportation bill in February, they also sent a signal to Congress: allow states to recoup sales taxes from online purchases. Tucked inside the Commonwealth's highway funding bill is language directing money from future online sales to go to transportation. Congressman Ridgel says Congress needs to come to the aid of the Commonwealth.
Well, it is an integral part of the overall transportation plan for Virginia, and for that reason, I do hope that it goes through.
And Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says allowing states to collect online sales taxes is a part of Congress's mandate under the Constitution.
The Articles of Confederation failed in the first years of these United States, because the states got into battles over tariffs, about goods going from one state to another. So when we formed the Constitution, in an effort to create a more perfect union, it is Congress's job to set up a system by which the states can both have commerce between the states and a system to collect the taxes they are rightfully due.
Griffith says Virginia law already requires residents to pay sales taxes on out-of-state purchases.
That's been the law of the Commonwealth. Now, the problem is most people, and I don't blame the average citizen, most people have no idea they're supposed to pay that. So they think the federal government's got something new coming. And in reality, they're supposed to have been paying it all along.
The money for Virginia's transportation projects has to come from somewhere. So if the online sales tax bill fails, gas prices are expected to go up across the Commonwealth. I'm Matt Laszlo.